The title is Intimate Pleasure. I wish I could just go home, but I'm not ready to go home yet. Oh, but London, this city takes so much more than it gives. With going home, it's complicated. I don't know how to be around my family anymore. If I try to talk about what happened, then it is me making a problem. Now, so many years later, where I come to understand more about what happened, then there is a feeling that my grandparents are too old to hear what I have to say, or it is too disturbing for them. I suppose I can go home when my grandparents are dead. Maybe that sounds like a harsh thing to say, but that's when I feel like it's all over, that I am finally free. In the last 10 years, if I counted, I've had more than 40 jobs, all of them casual, and a lot of those I got fired from for being unreliable. It's not so easy to be reliable for these jobs where you don't know from one day to the next if there will be work or where it will be. Regular work, I tell you one thing. With my sex work clients, they're not always nice. Often they can be disgusting or difficult, but I can deal with that. They don't yell at me. In my straight jobs, those situations where I was a free worker, I never had a situation where they didn't yell at me. This was the price of having a job, that they are actually allowed to yell at me, to bully me and tell me what to do. I'm supposed to act as if I'm grateful for the job and the opportunity for them to treat me like shit. Living alone. Sometimes people just need to be alone, to have a space for themselves. Sometimes it is necessary to find your own space just to be able to think and figure things out. Feeling ready to go into past trauma, to fall apart. Sometimes it takes years to be ready. And then there is the question of how to function, how to survive when that is happening. I realized I was telling the same fragment of stories over and over again to friends, and I was aware that there were gaps, things I was not telling or where I didn't even know what happened. I wanted to know my own story and to try and make sense of that. I was tired of being angry all the time. I know there are plenty of reasons to be angry, but I wanted to understand where that anger was coming from and to be able to know when I was angry what that was really about. Except to have this space to live alone, I have to work so much and have clients in my house all of the time. That's the thing with sex work, it's isolating. If you're not part of that visible sex workers community, then how do you find other sex workers? I try to offer myself to go past isolation, to be there to support. I got approached by a couple of women back home who want to start some sort of sex workers project, because right now there isn't anything. What they're doing is part of another HIV organization. I need to think about that, to think about what I want to do. I don't want to go there and position myself as a boss or a leader. I want to go there and show them some ways of how to do it and then go away again. Now in my life, on all levels, I can't deal with people's stupid questions and bigotry anymore. I got too tired for that. I can't deal with any more people asking me if I really want to do this kind of work or suggesting that if we really want to be together, I should change or saying they will struggle how to tell their friends about me. Fuck it. Now if someone wants to be in my life, friends, lovers, family, whoever, then they have to accept that this is what I do for a job. This and all of the other things they might wish to make respectable. No, I won't tolerate that anymore. Freedom, what is that? I have never been free. What does it even look like? I have always had to make money, to do what I am told, to find the ways to have basic things. That is not freedom. Everyone has the right to housing, to have food, shelter, healthcare, because that it is what it takes to live. And everybody has the right to live.